We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:30 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Good morning, Dr. Judy. How are you out in California, and how is your son, Luca?
Well, hi, Tommy. I'm doing wonderful, thank you. And Luca's actually still sleeping this morning, which is amazing.
Okay.
He tired himself out trying to walk and scramble around the house, I think.
Sounds like me on a weekend. You've been all right? Everything's good?
Everything is great. How about you?
I'm good. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about tips to keep a relationship healthy and long lasting. And having been married, I know that it can be hard to keep things fresh and new and really care about each other and not let each other get lost in just getting through the day. How do you give me some hints there, Dr. Judy? It's a little bit late for me, but for other people.
Well, it's such a good question because I think human beings were all drawn in some ways to novelty. So there is that part of us that essentially over time, no matter how much you love someone, no matter how much you appreciate them, you know, things just kind of feel routine and you do start taking people for granted to an extent, even when you don't think that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my favorite tips and something that I try to use for myself in my marriage is to try to learn something new about the person at least once a week. You know, ask them questions, engage in new hobbies, try something new together. I think it's really important because then it also gives you the opportunity to have new conversations. I think that a lot of couples start to have the same conversations over and over again to the point when now when they're having dinner, they barely even speak to each other. They're just watching TV on their phones. And so I think it's really important to essentially make that a conscious process of what am I going to learn new about my partner this week? What is something new that we can try this week or talk about or learn about together and have a discussion?
So tell me what that would look like. We're sitting there at dinner, you know, or a man and woman sitting there at dinner, been married for a long time, kids are gone, say it's an empty nest, and you want to go to eat? Yeah, let's go to eat. So you're sitting there and that awkwardness happens, right? When the water comes and the bread comes, it's like, well, the tablecloth's nice, isn't it? Yeah, boy, how about that bread? Yeah, don't eat too much because you don't want to get full. Awkward silence. How do you fill that?
Well, I think
am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Okay. I mean, you're painting a very vivid picture, which I think is very realistic
been
to many people who are
been
listening.
There, been there, done that.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah, very relatable. And I think part of this is really using that time then, for example, to have a conversation about, hey, what is something new that we want to do this weekend, whether it's watching a new movie that both of us haven't watched or starting to watch a new TV series together or maybe trying a hobby that one person has been more interested in, the other person's been hemming and hawing, like, I don't know if I really want to do that, you know, but essentially use that time to plan something that might be new and exciting for you guys. And it doesn't have to be this new and exciting where it's like, oh my gosh, let's go take a trip to a place we've never been, even though that's great. As I mentioned, it could be something seemingly routine, but new, like, hey, we haven't watched this movie. Both of us haven't watched it. Let's watch it together. Let's actually, you know, do something together and learn something new. The key is really to engage in that conversation ahead of time. I also think that it's really important to establish some rituals. So I know couples who, for example, always have their morning coffee together. And during that time, they spend time talking to one another about their day instead of, you know, reading the news on their phone or talking to someone else. My husband and I do another ritual. It's called the high lows. So at the end of the day, we each share like the high point of our day and the low point of our day. And that sparks some conversation. Sometimes our high lows are similar if we've been together all day, like on the weekend. But other times it's different because we're not together during the day. He's working, I'm working. And then it's like, oh, wow, that happened. Tell me more about it. And then you have a more interesting conversation as a result of that ritual that you put in place that you're doing every single day. And it only takes 1 to 2 minutes.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. 504-260-1870. If you're married, you certainly want to keep that relationship as healthy as you possibly can for your own sanity and that of your spouse and the kids and whoever else is involved. 504-260-1870. This question pops up. Well, first of all, I don't know if I should read this or not, but it says, I saw Dr. Judy on TV recently, and holy crap, she's a beautiful woman. So I'll pass that along, Dr. Judy. I hope I didn't offend you with that, but you are.
Thank you.
Somebody texted in, Tommy, relationships are not 50-50. They're 100-100. Phones shouldn't be in sight. If out on a date, you should ask how their day was and attentively listen. But I get another text that says, my husband is in the medical industry, and all he wants to talk about is his patients. I don't know these people. It bores me. I want to know about him, but he won't talk about himself. So you can crack that nut, Dr. Judy, when we come back. It's 9:36, 24 till 10. Traffic now on WWL. 9:41, 19 before 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Kudos to Tim Zimmer for doing a work of two, producing today. Tim, bring the music up. Take a bow. There we go. Running on empty. And our guest, Dr. Judy Ho, neuropsychologist, host of the clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, is with us to keep your relationship from running on empty. And Dr. Judy, before the break, I read a text from somebody who said that they're married to somebody in medicine and that when they go out, they try to talk or just on a daily basis try to talk to their spouse. All the spouse wants to talk about is patients and what's going on in the patients' lives. And a person says, and I'm paraphrasing all this because it's long, they don't know the patients, they don't care, they want to hear about the person themselves, but the person is not very forthcoming with information or doesn't really, it's hard to get a feel on what they like, what they don't like, etc. I don't even know how you start unraveling that.
Well, it's a good question. And actually, my husband is in medicine, so it's interesting. But yeah, he's an anesthesiologist. But I think my husband strikes a good balance in terms of talking about what he went through with work and then, you know, talking about his other hobbies or interests or other things that are going on. And not everybody is that way. You know, there are some people who are just really attached to their work. Their work really means a lot to them, and it's a big part of their identity. And it sounds like this might be what's going on here. And so sometimes that can be hard to understand. And, you know, it still does frustrate you if you're in the relationship because you're saying, hey, this is fine, but I want to hear about some other things. And I think that the real antidote to this is actually having a direct conversation about it, because they might be resentful if you keep trying to steer the conversation a different way, or if you try to signal to them that you want them to move on from this conversation. They just think, well, you don't care. You look like you're not engaged, and that's going to cause resentment. So I think it's important to recognize and say, hey, you know, you tend to talk about your patients a lot. You know, first, why is that? You know, and they might tell you, well, it's interesting to me or it's important to me. And say, okay, well, whatever's important to you is also important to me, but I would like to know more about the other parts of your life, your friendships, other things that you're interested in. So can we maybe try to keep it 50-50? You know, I'm happy to listen and talk to you about things that you're dealing with at work, but then maybe the other 50% of the conversation can be about some of these other things so that we can get to know each other better on a different level. But you just have to have that direct conversation. Otherwise, it's not going to work, and it's going to cause resentment if you're trying to essentially hope that he gets the hint every time you just start looking away whenever he mentions anybody that he's working with in his field.
So taking that a step further, if for whatever reason, you know, people are telling you stories about somebody you don't know and don't really care about. Well, and I'm not trying to be funny here. What do? Do you just, you don't want to patronize them, but yet you don't want to be rude either. You know, I don't know. How do you handle that? What do you listen patiently? Do you think other stuff, sing a song in your head? I don't know.
Well, if this is somebody who you actually want to have a relationship with in any way, you know, romantic or otherwise, I think you have to tell them the truth. Hey, you know, appreciate you going into a lot of detail about this, but I don't know this person. And so I would love to listen and then help you out with whatever it is that you want me to help with. But after this, let's talk about something else, or let's do something else. I think it's important to say that. And even though it feels awkward at first, everyone's going to get so much more out of the relationship that way. And it's not that you're being disrespectful. You're just telling them the truth. Hey, I get it. This might be important to you. However, I don't know this person, and I'm happy to spend this time. But after this, let's talk about something that might be of interest to both of us, or might be something that will take your mind off of whatever problem you're having with this person that's getting you all worked up. You know, I think that it's okay to have those negotiations and relationships. And if you're not going to be able to have those negotiations, then the relationship will never improve. And that's when we get into those ruts that we started this conversation talking about.
Let me get to this text, which is not a good position to be in. I'm 45. He's 50. Kids are gone. We have absolutely nothing in common, nothing to talk about, and I feel trapped. What do I do?
Oh, goodness. Well, sometimes you're so caught up with parenting and the everyday, you know, hustle and bustle that when the kids leave, you feel like you don't even know your partner anymore. And it's sad that the person feels like they're trapped, but before they give up on the relationship, I think it's important to ask themselves, did they put in the effort that they need to see if there is something worth salvaging in this relationship? You know, did you take the time to maybe engage your partner in some new hobbies and trying to get to know them, going on dates again, treating them like you're dating them? I think that that's another good tip is, you know, go on these dates. You know, weekly dates really are important if you can do that. And making those opportunities to treat them like you did during the courtship. It may also be worth talking to a professional, perhaps going to couples counseling, just figuring out there's something deeper there that needs to be managed or solved, and that's what's keeping that relationship stuck. But I would ask this person to just, you know, think a little bit about whether or not they've put in some of these other efforts. And if they really have, then, you know, then maybe they do need to talk about separation. But before that, let's talk a little bit about the ways in which you could inject some fire and interest and passion in this relationship and whether they've done all of that.
Somebody texts in here, I get the feeling that I'm doing all the lifting and she's not even trying.
That can be so hard if you're always the person who feels like you're coming up with different ideas, you're complimenting your partner, you're, you know, investing in your partner in various ways and you feel like they're not doing that back. And again, you know, I know that this is going to sound like I'm just saying the same thing over and over again, but communication really is key. Communication is the cause of 99% of all couples' problems. So no matter what it is, it all boils down to communication. So if you're starting to feel resentful because you're doing all of the heavy lifting, you have to talk to your partner about it. And I think one of the most important things that we do is not to assume what the other partner is feeling. Like, well, I'm doing all the heavy lifting and it's like you don't care. That makes people automatically be on the defensive and then you can't have an actual productive conversation. So it's more helpful to talk about how you're feeling or what you observe and then ask them, what do you think about that? And just let them take it away. Sometimes it could be awkward. There could be a little bit of silence. You know, force yourself to wait through the silence because at the end of that silence is going to be some helpful insight. That always happens. It's an old therapist trick. We just
say that again.
Let the silence do the work.
Let the silence
just letting the silence. Yes, we have to let the silence do the work. Sometimes people get really awkward after waiting 5 seconds for an answer and just start filling it with their assumptions. And that puts people on the defensive. So don't do the work for them, right? This person's already doing all the heavy lifting. Don't also interpret what they're thinking. Just say, hey, look, I feel like I've been planning all the dates. Whenever you tell me about your problem, I'm here to listen. But I don't feel like it's going both ways. What do you think about that? And just let them respond. And based on the answer, you'll know how to deal with your relationship. The person may not even realize that that's what they're doing. Right. If that's the case, then it's not malicious. So let's talk about how to problem solve that. Well, what are some ways in which we can feel like there's more equity? But if the person does realize that and they're doing that consciously and they're saying, well, this is the way it's got to be, then maybe it's time to reevaluate what you're getting out of this relationship and if it's worth continuing to pursue, right? But you have to wait for the response first. Don't just jump in with your interpretations, because oftentimes our interpretations are more negative and it doesn't give the person credit. And if this is a person who you're in a long-term relationship with and you've had some good times, I say try to act in a way that gives them credit up front. And that way you can move towards more collaboration and problem solving together as a couple and as a team.
I know our time is limited. I'm going to end it with this one because I think this person needs some help. She says, I've been divorced now for 15 years, had a talk with the ex and found out he never really loved me. I always thought that was something I could count on.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's so hard when you go digging into the past and it's not what you thought it was.
Yeah.
Maybe you thought that there was that love that was there and now you realize it wasn't.
Like that makes you think the whole thing was a lie, and then pictures and everything else.
Yeah.
How do you, that's like somebody just stole everything, it would seem like.
Oh, it can be so hard. But I think that the important thing is you have to process it, and you have to process it as a loss. Grieve that loss, right? Grieve the loss of the love that you thought you had. And sometimes it does feel like it's like someone dying. I mean, it's like that level of grief, and it's totally understandable. So grieve that, but also recognize that you may never get that kind of closure that you need, right? It's like you can ask all these questions, but if that's what the person is telling you, you kind of have to accept that that is their reality and try to move on after the grieving. So allow yourself to go through the grieving process. Be angry, be in denial, question it, you know, maybe even feel a little depressed at times. But after that, think about moving forward. Just because that person didn't love you doesn't mean that there isn't someone else out there who can't give that love to you. That person can still be out there. That person is probably already in your life and giving you a different kind of love, right? Think about the other people in your life who do love you in that way. Maybe not the romantic love, but a friendship love or a family love.
60
and
seconds.
Don't give up the hope.
Sorry,
yeah,
60
don't
seconds.
Don't give up the hope that...
For somebody that's just getting into something, and there's a long text, but I'm going to paraphrase it again. Basically, they want to know at what point do you judge if somebody's, if this is going to be a long-term thing or not? Because, I mean, when it's new, it's fresh and exciting and everything, but it's how do you fast forward to 5 years from now where we're going to be?
It's such a great question. I think that oftentimes in the beginning, there is that excitement. You get caught up and it's infatuation, but what helps you to know whether or not a relationship is going to last is if you guys share the same values. So values are not things that you can check off. They're not just like, this guy has brown eyes and he's 6'3". It's things like, do we both care about community? Do we both care about spirituality? Do we both care about integrity? Values are things that you want to embody, that you want people to talk about you and when you're not in the room to mention, right? Mm-hmm. It's things that you really continuously pursue in your life. And if the person that you're dating has the same values as you or honors your values, then I think that means that you might have the potential for a long-term relationship.
Dr. Judy, valuable information as always. Sometimes maybe people don't communicate because they're afraid of what's going to be communicated, what's going to come up. Yes?
Yes. And communication is so hard. It can be so awkward at first, but you get better with practice, just like with anything else. It's a skill. So,
but it can surface some problems, right, that are there?
Yes, exactly. And you need to get to the bottom of those problems before they turn into resentment. You stonewall each other and you break up. And it's because that communication got in the way. And like I said, 99% of all relationship problems are about communication. So no matter how awkward it is, we've got to try to fix it and try to proactively and assertively communicate with the people in our life.
A pleasure as always. Pat your little baby on the head for me. Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, 953. We come back. We'll find out what Noel Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.